Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Previously on El Flow.
One of the captains told me, hey, Noriega wants you to sing. I don't know what you're going to do, but you got to sing. I was angry with my grandmother, and I wrote La Chica Los Ojos Café. That's the song that made everything international.
If you ask me where Renato was from, Rio Abajo. Where Gabi from, Rio Abajo. Where Reggaeton from, Rio Abajo. Where Nando Boom from, Rio Abajo. We used to hang a lot in Calle Siete, Rio Abajo. And he used to work in this grocery store. And he used to, you know, like the guys, the kids, once you finish shopping, they pack your stuff and put it in a bag. So at night, especially on the weekends, we used to go to this dance and I used to sing. And me and him used to practice a lot of combination in my mom's house because we live very close. And we spend the whole day there practicing and just making fun out of it. And once I go to sing and I'm on stage and I call him up on stage and he do his thing and he tear it up. Like he would take his shirt off and start whining and the girls them start jumping on stage. Now we are talking about who were the first one to make reggae internationally. Huge and big. That is Edgardo Armando Franco Lowe, El General, who we know as Franquito.
One night in 1991, Xenia Nights was home with two friends, Michael Ellis and Edgardo Franco, who had come over to plead their case with her mother. Michael and Franquito were practically family, cousins, if not by blood, then at least by how close their families were. All three were Panamanian of Jamaican descent and living in New York City, Brooklyn to be exact. Michael and Franquito were there because the following night, Franquito was going to have his first big show at the Biltmore Ballroom, a venue that was known for crowning dancehall artists who had made it. And they wanted Xenia to join them.
Yeah, man, we wanted to come on, man. She good. And I was like, I never did the Biltmore. That's too big.
The tall and wiry Franquito, along with Michael, his producer, had recorded a couple of songs that were starting to get played in the clubs and on the radio. Xenia's mom had said yes, but now on the night of the show, Xenia had a bigger problem. At the Biltmore Ballroom, they would be sharing the stage with established stars in front of a packed house with the audience just a few feet away.
I was a nervous wreck. I was a nervous wreck. My sister was like, you can do it. You can do it.
The main acts were Jamaican greats, like Supercat. But Xenia and Franquito were there to sing in Spanish. So when she came up to the mic, she led off with her song, Si el hombre quiere, If the Man Wants.
Si el hombre quiere pedazo, dile que pague por él, por él. Si el hombre quiere pedazo, dile que pague por él, por él. Hombre quiere pedazo, dile que pague, te digo. Sin plata no hay nada, papi. Sin plata no hay amor.
Así si el hombre quiere pedazo, dile que pague por él, por él. Hombre quiere pedazo, dile que pague.
If you want a piece, then you gotta pay for it. Without money, there's no love. She was known as La Atrevida, rude girl.
The place went down. It was crazy.
Among the Spanish reggae artists that night, Franquito was the main act. When it was his turn to take the stage, the normally shy Franquito came out in a military outfit. You know, like a boss. On stage, Franquito was El General.
Yeah, he came out with his ranks. So from there on, that was it. That was his part to play.
This is El Flow, a journey to the roots of reggaeton. My name is Lilia Luciano, a CBS News correspondent, born and raised in Puerto Rico, the cradle of reggaeton. You're listening to episode 5, El General. To understand the moment, we first have to go back in time a few years to the mid-1980s, when El General moved from Panama to New York City to live with his mom and go to college. At first, the pace of the city was overwhelming. There was no time for music, and it stayed that way for a minute. But through Panamanian social circles, El General started hanging out with Xenia and Michael. At the time, dancehall was taking over New York City. Different crews were facing off against each other in musical battles. Xenia, Michael, and Franquito jumped on the scene.
And a lot of areas, they used to have like sessions, like Monday session would be this crew. Tuesday session, you go over here. I used to run a Thursday session in my basement, and everybody used to have their lyrics.
The three spent a lot of time in Michael's apartment on Albany Avenue in Flatbush, playing around with rhythms and improvising verses. El General had a dope-ass flow, but Xenia's lyrics were lethal.
They used to always have me as a deadly killer. I just chill until they're ready for me. I used to come up with some craziness. So they were like, hey, you're the killer, man. You're the killer.
She wasn't scared to do anything. She wasn't scared. She would go, let's battle this crew. Let's go over here. Let's knock this crew down because they're coming up too fast.
That's Rogelio Gorin, known on stage as El Maleante. He's also Panamanian and grew up in Brooklyn at the same time as El General and Rude Girl.
Rude Girl, she was willing to talk about anything, willing to do anything in the business as far as like, you know, get people together and let's fight this power. Let's get this music, you know, off the ground and let's get it popping.
After college, El General found a job and with the money from his first paychecks, bought himself a mobile DJ system. He started to DJ and perform at birthday parties. Singing over instrumentals like Renato had shown him in Panama, he noticed something. The crowds were reacting more to the songs in Spanish. But reggae en español was a new emerging sound in New York. Labels weren't exactly pouring money into it, and there weren't any Diablos Rojos to get your mixtapes around. So Rude Girl, El General, and Michael took matters into their own hands. First, they got a few dub plates of their songs made at Don Juan Studio. Dub plates are the discs that record companies produced as a test before pressing the mastered vinyls. But in dancehall, they were used as a way of cutting special versions of songs for sound clashes. You know, the musical battles. The Panamanians would cut dub plates of their early songs and take them to DJs at Panamanian clubs in Brooklyn and some of the biggest clubs in Manhattan, like El Morocco and the Palladium.
I cut 3 dub, 4 dub, I go give it to the DJs. You have to go yourself, walk, go to the clubs. I go clubs in Manhattan, hey, play that. So that's how we had to promote the music here. We had to do a lot of walking, a lot of clubbing, and, you know, meet the DJs.
They used to be gods in the 70s and 80s. They used to be the heads of the music industry DJs, right? You know, they play a record in front of a crowd, they go crazy. Then the radio DJ would be in the club and then he would take it to the radio. And then you had callers, right? They call up and say, oh my God, play that record again.
That's Robert Glibides, a DJ and producer with the hit-making group CNC Music Factory.
Those were the days where that power was exercised. What made it even cooler is that DJs would break these records in clubs. Today, they don't do that. But back then, you could break a record in a club.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
El General doesn't give interviews anymore. We'll talk about that in a bit. But we know his friend Nando Boom was instrumental in El General taking the next step. You see, El General, before leaving Panama, had gotten a taste of life on stage. The adulation, the energy. And he had promised his friends back home that he would try to make it in the New York music scene. In Panama, Nando Boom signed a record deal. When he visited New York, he was surprised to see El General still hadn't. He was like, you were the one that got me into this. It wasn't long before El General was in Queens, standing in front of the legendary VP Records.
Michael Ellis took El General to VP Records. They heard El General singing on the instrumental and they was loving it. So they said, okay, this is something different for us. This is reggae. This is what we love.
VP Records, by that point, was the world's largest reggae distributor. They had worked with everybody. The best producers, the best artists, everybody. VP was founded in Kingston, Jamaica by Randy and Patricia Chin, a Chinese-Jamaican couple who moved the business to New York in the 1970s. Here's Miss Pat.
Well, there was an employee called Carl Miller. He made friend with El General, and they experimenting in making reggae, turn it into Spanish.
Carl Miller had El General jump on a rhythm from a Little Lenny song about, let's just call it, the source of a woman's power over men. El General turned that around into the anthem, Tu Pum Pum. Though the song is PG-13 by today's standards, VP decided to call it Putuntun, presumably to avoid any issues with getting the song on the airwaves, which it did in a big way, hitting at number 5 on English language radio.
Actually, no contract or nothing was done. So you know the story, you went and signed to a big company. We never foresee that it was going to take off. And we didn't foresee that this type of music would turn into something like what it has done in the Spanish community. I guess that was the starting of that new type of music, reggaeton.
The success of Tu Pum Pum and Te Ves Buena, the second El General song recorded for VP Records, opened the floodgates to the broader music industry. When El General performed at the Biltmore Ballroom, he overshadowed many of the Jamaican artists. It was jet fuel for the careers of a whole new generation of Panamanian singers.
El General was everywhere, everywhere. He was singing in the clubs with the Jamaicans. People was loving him more than the artists of the show that night. So you know that you're a good artist when people, you know, are coming to see you and there's a bigger artist on that same show.
Rude Girl gets a call the next day from Carl Miller. And soon there would be Pocho Pan and Killer Anks and El Maleante.
So that's when I decided that I'm going to go down, walk down to VP Records and let these people hear what I got in Spanish.
Rogelio took his stage name, El Maleante, or The Thug, from his moniker on the streets.
We was into a lot of stuff. We was into, you know, distributing. We was into, you know, shooting. You know, I mean, we did a little bit of everything. My uncle was one of the biggest distributors in New York, and I learned a lot from him. You know, people just started calling me El Maleante because I'm from Panama, right?
El Maleante got his shot when he walked into VP Records looking for Carl Miller. Almost as a test, they had him jump on a rhythm that was hot, and the result was Quiero Bailar. Yo quiero bailar, mira, onda mismo.
Yo quiero moverme, mira, onda mismo. Yo quiero saltar. Yeah, I changed my life that day when I walked into VP Records. VP Records changed my life.
El General would continue to put out hits like Rica y Apretadita. And the crossover dance song Robbie Robb's Boricua Anthem with CNC Music Factory. Remember this? The world tours, the music awards, the money and the fame, El General would drop all of it. He quit and went back to church. In a video for the Jehovah's Witnesses, the artist formerly known as El General said his music was the work of Satan. Damn.
Ese fue un trofeo de parte de Satanás por haber abandonado a Jehová.
Robert Clivillez, who collaborated with El General on Robbie Robb's Boricua Anthem, also turned to the Jehovah's Witnesses after a career producing for Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and CNC Music Factory.
He loves music. You know, we've had conversations. He loves to make music, and he loves what he did. It's just that as a Jehovah's Witness, you know, we go by what the Bible teaches us. And one of those is language, you know, and outlook, sexuality. I think what makes El General unique was his style, his talent for putting words together. But he did boom, boom, mommy, 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 you know, and Boricua Anthem is actually the other one, you know. So I think he still loves that part, you know, of the form. I just think is, you know, we had a little too much fun with the lyrics.
When he was just a kid, El General sold sodas at the concerts of the famous artists that came to Panama. He had big dreams of becoming one of them. At one of these shows, he snuck into Celia Cruz's dressing room and asked her to touch him for good luck. Celia first scolded him for not having knocked. But then she did touch him and gave him a piece of advice. Find an original rhythm. Years later, the two recorded a song together. You know, it's sad to see him go, but we still remember him with gratitude. Because El General's influence on reggaeton is undeniable. As is the undeniable power of this rhythm. This beat became so ubiquitous in reggaeton that it is almost synonymous with the entire genre. And it's a source of ongoing controversy. On the next episode of El Flow, the mystery of dembow. El Flow is a production of Exile Content Studio in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. The show is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano, and was created and produced by Vitenis Di Giulis. Production and sound design by Dixo. Additional production by David Quiñones. Original music by Truco. Production supervision by Álvaro Céspedes. Executive producers for XL Content Studio are Nando Vila, Isaac Lee, and Alejandro Uribe. Executive producers for iHeartMedia are Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.